It's been promised for years, and now finally the federal government's released its draft religious discrimination bill. It's aimed at getting better protection to people of faith, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, will personally introduce it to Parliament tomorrow. It's weaker than what was originally proposed in an effort to appease anger on both sides of the heated debate. Here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
It has been years and several drafts in the making, but the Coalition is hopeful this version of a religious discrimination bill will do. It's a compromise, but one that the Australian Christian lobby is satisfied with. Spokeswoman Wendy Francis.
I'd say that overall we're actually encouraged, and I think people of faith in Australia can be encouraged.
The Australian Christian Lobby has been one of the most vocal groups about the need for better protection for people of faith expressing their beliefs. A provision that would protect someone from being sacked for expressing any religious belief, the so-called Israel Folau Clause, has been removed, deemed too controversial. But the bill would mean that expressing a statement of belief cannot be discriminatory, provided it's not malicious or would threaten, intimidate, harass or vilify.
There is protection for people making statements of faith that are not vilifying, and that's a really good move.
It does allow statements of belief that are offensive. Anna Brown from Equality Australia, an LGBTIQ plus advocacy organisation, says some offensive statements are discriminatory and federal laws should not protect such speech.
When they say things like a nurse says to a patient with HIV, that their HIV is a punishment from God, for example. Or when a waiter says to a queer woman of faith in a cafe that her relationship is an abomination against God. So these sorts of statements, which could arguably constitute discrimination today and could constitute a statement of belief, and would be protected under the law under this bill.
The bill also has exemptions from anti-discrimination laws for religious bodies. Religious schools can require students and staff to practice that religion and give preference to employing people of the same faith, so long as that's made publicly clear at the time of hiring. But there are still concerns this will allow religious schools to expel students who come out as gay or leave their faith. The bill would override state-based laws, which could mean less protection in Tasmania, the ACT and potentially Victoria. But Bilal Ralph from the Australian National Imams Council says it would mean more protection in New South Wales.
If they are discriminated against because of their religious identity or because they happen to be fasting, for instance, then there is very little to nothing that they can do. And that is an extraordinary situation in modern day pluralistic Australia, where we have a very diverse society.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison will introduce the bill to the House of Representatives this week, but it's unlikely to come to a vote in the Senate until next year. The issue has been politically charged, having been promised to faith communities by the Coalition in the wake of the same-sex marriage debate. The Prime Minister made it an election promise. Now he's under pressure to deliver on that promise in the limited time left before the next election.
Melissa Clark.